his beautiful account, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali bin Muwaffaq alayhi rahmatullahi al-haq, he says that I performed Hajj on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam many a times. And once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam blessed me in my dream. And when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam, he asked me that, oh Ibn Muwaffaq, did you perform Hajj on my behalf? I replied, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that, did you say Talbiyah on my behalf? I replied, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, oh Ibn Muwaffaq, I'll hold your hands and I will make you enter into Jannah on the Day of Judgment. I will give this reward to you on the Day of Judgment. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that if we perform Nafil Hajj, so we should perform on behalf of our parents, on behalf of other pious predecessors, and definitely we should also perform Hajj for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When I say for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that means for Ihsan al-Sawab, for conveying rewards in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, inshallah, as we heard from this account, a day will come on the Day of Judgment, inshallah, we will have the blessing which is mentioned as a glad tiding for Ibn Muwaffaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We never know, inshallah, we would also be amongst those fortunate, they may get that blessing too.